when he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so very much for this morning that we gather here to learn at your feet. My prayer this morning is, let today be an exceptional day where we learn something that is significant for our future. Let today not be business as usual. Let it not be that we just came, but rather we came to see Jesus and to meet God. Thank you that as we are here, you will help us. Bless us in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen. You may be seated. I hope you have a notebook today. I'm giving you 6 points. 6 points. I hope you have something to write, because today is very, very important. I'm not preaching at all. Today is school, and we are collecting 6 points. Is it a good idea? Last week, we began talking about how one man can become a great nation. One can become 1,000, and a small one, a great nation. Do you remember? How many were here last week? Okay. How many didn't come last week? How many will come next week? How many are not sure they will come? 6 points. How a small one can become. Our scripture is Isaiah 60 verse 22. That's our scripture that we are using to run this series. A little one shall become 1,000. How many want to have $1,000 salary every month? Can I see your hand? You like it? Every month, $1,000. Why can't you get it? Ask it about why can't you get it. I predict that you will soon receive $1,000 a month. Those who said amen, they will receive it. Those who are looking at me, you continue to receive your Ghana CDs. Yeah. And a small one, a strong nation. Sometimes when we are small, we feel that we are small forever. I mean, tell somebody, because I am poor today, doesn't mean I'll be poor forever. Tap your neighbor and tell him, because today, Enkoye. Oh, are you here this morning? Tap your, Corinthians, your beautiful red dress, you're not tapping. Tap your neighbor, because today, Enkoye. Don't think that is my life pattern. When I buy my Range Rover, you will see. Only three said amen. You like a Vitz. Okay, that one too is a car. That one too works. Hallelujah. How one man can become a great nation. Genesis 32. Genesis 32. And verse 9. And Jacob, today we are studying Jacob. Remember last week I gave you one of the keys is the Bible, a word, a seed. The word is a seed. And the seed, that is the Bible. We need to know the Bible. We need to be comfortable with the Bible. We need to be able to go through the Bible easily. I didn't hear amen. Genesis 32, and Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, and very soon they will add his name, God of Jacob. He didn't know. He was becoming a great man, but he didn't know. The Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with you. You know, some people think that they want to go to America to get money. And when they get money, they'll never come back again. Ask your neighbor, are you the one? Please ask your neighbor, are you the one who wants to go to America or UK or Germany and you will never come back again? Mauritia, you are the one. You are in the wrong place. Because God told him, return unto your country and to your kindred, to us. We are your kindred. Return to us and I will deal well with you. And he listened to this. This is the key part. Jacob said, I am not worthy of the least of thy mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servants. Then he explains why. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan some years ago, and now I am become two bands or two companies. One single man holding a stick at the beginning of this journey has become a huge tribe with much property, so much that when he saw his brother, he could divide his things into two, thousands of sheep and goats and cattle and camels. I see you increasing like that. From walking to driving two cars. Yesterday, I went to somebody's house. When I got there, I saw two cars in the garage. One Mercedes S-Class and one Land Cruiser. I said, this is the life. A Mercedes S-Class and a Land Cruiser side by side, all black. How many things are a very nice thing to have? A black Mercedes and a black Land Cruiser. You know, it's a very, I said, yes, this is nice. This is nice. This is how. So the man took the Mercedes and his wife took the Land Cruiser. And they all drove to town. I saw a BMW also there, but I don't know whose it is. Hallelujah. Spare car. How one man. Are you listening? Today I'm not preaching. I'm giving you 6 points. So you can. You see, when we preach, you just clap and go home. But you don't remember anything. So today I'm giving you 6 points. How you can become a great nation. And I'm showing you that Jacob was one day a man holding a stick who was walking from Amakom to where? Asawasi or to Tech. Walking. He was going for lectures. He didn't have a hostel, so he had to stay at Amakom, his grandfather's house. And he had to walk because there's no money for lorry fare. Or he was working somewhere and he couldn't afford to take money for trot because the salary will finish. How many have worked by force before? By force. If you don't walk, you won't go. Can I see your hand again? You have walked because there was no money. This side, they don't work. Hey, I like this side. Okay. They were born yesterday. Their father is paying the bills. Point number one, how one man became a great nation. Number one, increase is not an accident. It must be deliberate. You must expect it. You must plan for it. Don't just sit down and say, when I grow old, I'll get money. Tell somebody nonsense. You didn't say it. Tell somebody nonsense. When I grow old, I'll get money. Hey, you are joking. When you grow old, you become poorer. You have more bills when you born your 3 children and they start paying school fees and you are buying diapers and you are buying milk. Then your children break the glasses and the plates. And then your child will go and break somebody's car windscreen. You will see. You will see. When you grow, it becomes harder. You must earn more money to be at the same place. He's just married recently. He understands. It's not an accident. It is deliberate. Genesis 28. And Jacob vowed a vow. Look, it's not that I will just go. There must be a mind that I will increase. God will bless me. It cannot be that because I'm a Christian, I will increase. Tell someone you are joking. because you are a Christian. There are many poor Christians who are still poor. It's not being a Christian that makes you prosperous. There must be a mind and some effort behind it. Hallelujah. So write it. It's not an accident. It is a deliberate thing you do. Or you must have a certain mind that I will increase. And God will respect that mind and bless you. And Jacob vowed a vow and said, if God be with me and will keep me on this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. That's the key. That's the key, that God will be your God. You're not a Christian automatically. I told the other service last week, we come to church to meet Jesus. Tell neighbor, I didn't come to see you. I'm glad you are here, but I didn't come to see you. Tell neighbor, I'm glad you are here. I'm glad you are here, but I didn't come to see you. If you like, go and see, I'll still be here. If you like, go. You are not important for me. I came to see Jesus. After seeing him, I can chat with you, and then we can fellowship small. If God, I will be, then God will be my God. Verse 22, and this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. Hallelujah. God must be important in your life. I didn't hear an amen. Please hold your neighbor's dress. Hold the shirt or hold his collar or hold the dress. Hold your neighbor violently. Hold him violently. There must be some anger in you because it's very important. Tell him, God must be in your life. Some of us, we have just become Christians only on Sunday. Then Monday, Tuesday, we are back to normal Ghanaians, where we lie and cheat and steal and do all the bad things. Then you are also talking and commenting. During the week, your mouth has said many negative things. Hey, Ihado, we dey die, oh, we dey suffer, oh, chale, enko ye, oh, chale, what is going to happen to us? We are finished. You and who are finished? You and who are finished? Tell neighbor, me, I'm buying a Mercedes Benz. Tell a neighbor, me, before I die, oh, you didn't say it with... Oh, no, say the car you like. Maybe not, I don't like Mercedes Benz. Say the car you like. I'm buying a black BMW. I'm buying a Land Cruiser. I'm buying a Mercedes Benz. I'm buying a Range Rover. Say the car you like. Hey, you will say it. I said, turn to your neighbor. Your mouth has said so many bad things. You must say a good thing to cancel all those bad things. Tell your neighbor, I will be rich. I will be rich. Oh, you see, some of you are not saying that thing. That's why it's not working. I will be rich. Look, Reverend Giles, come and look at their faces. You find that I'm wasting my time preaching to them. Because you are just looking at me and saying, this man, he doesn't know my poverty. This man, he doesn't know where I'm coming from. I'll be rich here. So said, even food to eat, I don't have. Because one day you have a staff, but soon you become two companies. Now you are holding a staff. Yes. I know you are hungry. I know some have eaten this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. I know. You too. I know. You too. And you four. And you five. I know. But one day, I said one day, you'll be feeding 5,000 people. Amen. God must be in your life. You see, have you not seen that you have tried by your effort and it's not working? Have you not seen? You have tried to do things by yourself and it's not working. That's why we are still holding one stick, walking after many years. One stick, still walking. He said, God will be my God. And this stone shall be the house, God's house, Bethel, the house of God. That's how Bethel was established. Jacob slept there, had a dream. He saw God on the ladder, woke up, and then he poured oil on the stone where he slept. When you wake up, you don't pour oil. Some of you in your house, you have never poured oil in your own house. You have never prayed for your house, for yourself, for anything in your own. Tell somebody you are not serious. Tap your neighbor's head, this tiwedia, and yet Juma Papa. And yet Juma Papa, this head is not working well. How come you are in your own house, you have never poured oil? Don't you believe in spiritual things? Don't you believe that God works through tokens and signs? And you have just in your house, sometimes you wake up, have a bad dream, then you just walk out, turn over and sleep. Hey, wake up and pray in your house. Shakataya bayandada. Are you mad? Yes, I'm mad. Pastor, we are beside ourselves. We are mad. We are mad small. That's why we are standing here. We are pharmacists, bankers, lecturers, doctors. And we are sitting here Sunday morning. We won't go home today until night. We must be mad. We must be mad. Ishmael, we must be mad small. Yes. Otherwise, we'll not sit here all day. Instead of going to look for money at a clinic, going to do locum, going to do chase more customers, we are sitting here at the in church. No. We are not serious. We are very serious. You have exams on Monday. You are sitting here. Are you a fool? No. You are even wiser than those who are learning. Because the power of God will show you what to learn. You can learn and fail. True or not true? Number one. It is not an accident. It is deliberate. You must be mindful and deliberate that I want to do well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look, I want to hear everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen means, Pastor, I believe what you are saying. Quiet means, are you sure? Quiet means maybe it's not so. Maybe it's not as you are thinking. Because, Charlie, Ghana is not as simple as it is. But when you say amen, you are saying that God will be on my side.
Amen.
I don't know how it's going to work, but somehow, Bishop man, it will work. Amen. I don't know where the money will come from, but suddenly I know that God will do a miracle.
Amen.
Yesterday, I was talking to my wife. They had a program at their church. One pastor came and he said, lift your phone and pray for mobile money. And they lifted their phones and prayed. Some lifted their phones and prayed. Some. I hear the monies landing in their phones. 5,000 cedis, 1,000 cedis, 500 cedis. It began Wednesday and it's still ping, ping up to today. She told me last night, people are still getting money. You don't believe. May I believe in miracles? God has a different way for every one of us. But he has a way that will bless you. But until you trust him, until you put your faith in, look, hold your neighbor's dress, hold his neck, his collar, hold him somewhere. I'm getting violent. Hold him somewhere. And say, look, my neighbor, you're not serious. You're not taking God seriously. Are you afraid of him? Hold your neighbor. Tell him, excuse me, neighbor, it's not me. The man said I should hold you. It's not me. Me, I'll never hold you. I don't know you. I can't hold you. But the man said I should hold you. The man holding the microphone. He's not mad. He's mad sometimes. Today it has come. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's the key. God is inside. That's why they have this proverb, Jinyami, except God. What does it mean? Except God what? Nothing works. Without God, I'm nothing. Everything fails. Amen. Number two. Patience. It takes a long time to prosper. Hallelujah. Proverbs 28 and verse 20. Write it down. Proverbs 28 and verse 20. And it says, have you there? A faithful man shall abound with blessings. A faithful man is a man who will be stable and constant for many years, for a long time, shall abound with plenty. But he that makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. He will be a criminal or a crook. Hallelujah. And you see, sometimes I like this Bible because after 20, verse 22, not far, verse 22, the same place. He that hasteth to be rich. What? hasteth, in a hurry to be rich, has an evil eye. A dress say, bad man. Yeah. There's no hurry to be rich. Jacob left home with one stick. Listen, you must know the story of Jacob. When he went there, he became a laborer. He was working for his uncle. After 7 years, what did he have? Nothing. Just one false wife and one true wife. Yes, she was swept on him. After 7 years, Jacob had nothing. One false wife and one true wife. Then he worked for 7 more years for the real wife he had. And then what happened in 14 years? He had 2 wives and some children. But he had nothing. In fact, after 14 years, he wanted to go back home. Look at chapter 30, Genesis 30, verse 26. Genesis 30, verse 26. Give me my wives and my children. That's all I have. That's all he had. For whom I have served thee. And let me go. I've been here for all this. I've served you. And I've served you for all these things. Let me go. Some of you are in a hurry. You get up and you see somebody driving a car. You say, hey, I'll get some. Do you know how many years he has worked? Do you know how long he has served God? You are sitting here with me. I have served God longer than your life. I have served God. I've known God almost all my life. I became a serious Christian 1982. And since 1982, I've been tithing. I've only missed 3 months since 1982. 3 months, every year, you missed about 6. Every year, you miss 6. In all these years, I've missed 3 months. I'm very aware of my tithing record because it is important to me. I have served God for all these years. You are just coming, I've just come recently. Tell him, hey, take your time. Oh, tap me, but tell him, take your time. It takes a long time to see God bless you. Jesus said, I'm coming soon. When did he say that? 2,000 years ago. He said, I'm coming. Is he mad? He's not mad. But he knows what he's doing. He said, God said, one day is like 1,000 years. So 2 days is like 2,000 years. God, he's in no hurry. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus, they told you, your friend, the one you love, he is sick. He said, really? He's sick. Charlie, make you pitch. Oh. Charlie, he's dying. He's dying. He said, oh, relax. Hey, go and bring our lunch and let's go and do 1 or 2 more ministrations. It's not rushing to go and save him. It took his time. It took 4 days. When he got there, the man was dead. He said, no problem. I am Jesus. Amen. Tell somebody, if you are in a hurry to be wealthy, your mind is not working well. It's not a Christian mind. It's not a Christian mind. It's a mind of the world, a Ghana mind, a Kululu mind, a 419 mind, a Galamse mind. It's the mind that I want to get money. You know, by next year, have a car. Tell the person you are joking. You may have breakthrough, but your own car, it will take a time. Your own car, your own house, your own prosperity, it will take its time. It will come. I said it will come, but it will take its time. You are in a hurry to be. Look, you haven't even passed your exams. You want to get money. You want to get money. You haven't passed your exams. You have exams waiting for you, and you are looking for money. Tell the neighbor, your head is not correct. This morning, your head is being exposed as very shallow. Amen. What's number one? Accident. It's deliberate. What's number two? It's patience. It takes time. Number three. Number three is very important. Number three, don't be jealous. Number three is what? Oh, I didn't hear everybody say it. Number three is what? Don't be jealous. Don't be afraid to see others becoming rich and you seem to fall behind. Don't be jealous. Somebody's having engagement and you are not there some. Don't be annoyed. Somebody has got a visa to go and you are still sitting in Ghana here. Are you listening to me? Don't let somebody's prosperity make it bitter in your mouth. They say, now I'm comparing myself, and Charlie, these days, you know, Ghana is hard, it's not fair, and this girl, she's not a very good Christian. Who is not judgment? It is God doing what he's doing. Genesis 30. Oh, today I'm not preaching, I'm just giving you 6 points. Verse 29. This is Jacob talking. You know how hard I've worked for you, talking to Laban, and how your flocks and your herds have grown under my care. New Living Translation. You had little indeed before I came, but your wealth has increased enormously. The Lord has blessed you through everything I've done. Now, what about me? Now, what about me? Because me, I have nothing. When can I start providing for my own family? Some of you are too jealous. When you see somebody is doing engagement, no, they say, the girl crush is no fine. She's no fine. Look at the guy cry. They wear shorts and sandals. You know, get proper shoe. You can't see something good in somebody else. Jealousy. Jealous. How can you be a good... Look, a good... God, if God was jealous, he would be in hell by now. His jealousy is not like a jealousy. He's protecting all of us. We are too competitive. Always comparing somebody and this. Somebody has. Somebody doesn't have. I don't have. That's why you can never... So point four is very important. Point four is what? You can't work faithfully for another person. Point four, write it down. You cannot work faithfully for another person. Very few... Look, some time ago, I met a man, a church person. He was going to employ somebody for his job, his office. Then he said that, so I said, how are your church members? He said, Kai, I would rather take a brother who is praying at Mecca than a church brother. Because our people, when they come, they are not correct. They agree with me. She can come and preach the same message. This one she can preach it. They are not correct. Church members, when you employ them, they come lazy, sit down, eat your food, and grumble and complain and say, you are underpaying me. Hey, church members. Look, some time ago, somebody said, if you are not serious, employ a church member. Employ a church member, because they are not serious. And day after time, they will be worrying you and cursing you for being a wicked master. Yeah. Many of you cannot work faithfully for another man. Amen. This is what Jacob said. You had little before I came. And your wealth has increased enormously. The Lord has blessed you through everything I have done. I have worked and you are blessed. I'm okay. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. That's what Jesus said. Luke chapter 16. Verse 12. And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? That is why maybe some of us have nothing. Because in the beginning, when you had nothing and you're supposed to serve somebody, you served disloyally. In the beginning, when you had nothing and you were starting and you're supposed to serve or teach, even Ghana government, you were a very lazy, useless worker. Coming to work late, going early. You come and sit down, do your assignment, you won't do. Come and write, you won't write. Then you are stealing all the time. Look, the biggest trouble is stealing in small businesses. True or not true? Those who have shops, those who have businesses, those who have small companies, and the thieves are the staff. It's the members of staff who are stealing. They take, say, oh, one sergeant, one team member. They put the eggs in their pocket. Hey, stealing everything in the workplace. Ah, why is my share of the profit? Your share of which profit? Your which share of which profit? You are working for me, I'm paying you. What again share do you want? Stealers and liars. Amen. You cannot work faithfully. That's why God said, I will not give you your own. You will forever be condemned to be working for somebody. You must be like Jacob. I worked for somebody faithfully. Look, I have worked in this for this church. I have worked for this church for many, many years. I have served this church faithfully. I've never taken any church, any branch. No. I've been here. I was working for some Indians. I served them faithfully in Tamale. They were so happy with me. When I resigned, hey, how they chased me, that I shouldn't stop. Yeah. You, when you resign, they'll say, go. Yeah. After I had gone, a year later, someone said, let's go and check, Patrick, if you come back again. A year later, will you come back again? I said, sorry, please, I'm pastor. I'm pastor. I'm doing my church. I serve them faithfully. The Indians say, oh, Indians, foreigners. No. They employed me. I'll serve them faithfully. You can't serve anybody faithfully. Even your uncle. Even your family brothers cry, you are cheating them. Oh, it's not true. You might be sitting there. I'm helping you to escape poverty. You are looking at me as if I'm coming to release bad news. You must begin to serve somebody. Look, everybody who is here, you are serving somebody. Everybody sitting here is serving somebody. Serve them faithfully. Serve them honestly. Do your very best. Work is 9. Go there at 9. While you are there, work. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't be a cheat. Don't let your boss is a Christian, so he can't shout at you. Then you're going to use that one. Rather die for him. Don't let any other person steal. When they are still say, hey, you are stealing, I will tell master. Me, I will say to, if I'm here, don't steal. Tell your other co-workers, look, me, I'm not like you. I'm a Christian. If I'm here, don't. If you steal here, we are friends. We eat together at lunch. No problem. If you steal or do anything bad, me, I tell you, I will tell master. And when they ask who said it, I say, I said it, because you are stealing. Yeah, become quiet this morning. You are the one who's been stealing. You will never do well if you have this crooked nature inside you. You will never. What you say? I'm not cursing you, but I beg you. I'm describing you. I'm describing the end of the road you are on. You are on a road, Kumasi, Nkoko, Osino, then Nsawam. What's the next town? Hey. Somebody's lost. What's the next town? Accra. I'm not. You are on that road. That's where you are going. You are on a road where you are stealing and lying. Look, let me tell you. Let the world steal and lie, because their God is a liar and a thief. So the world can steal and lie. It is the pattern of their God. Your God is honest and true. So you cannot steal and lie. Your God will catch you. Their God will encourage them. Their God is a stealer and a liar. And a killer. And a fornicator and a proud. That's their God. And his nature will be on them. So it is okay for a person of the world to steal and lie. That's what we expect of them. Not of you. Not of you. You say, oh, but I need the money. That's where you are walking with one stick at this time. Walk with the one stick happily. You don't have money. No problem. Keep walking. You are broke. Be broke. You are walking. Walk. People are driving car. I mean, some of your friends have gotten cars and they are driving and you are walking. Keep walking. That car, it will finish in a few years' time. When yours comes, it will last a lifetime. You will be an old man buying car. An old man buying car. Some who buy car in their youth and become poorer in their old age. Are you listening to me? I'm showing you how to become wealthy. And it's not by itself, Charlie, let's go and work hard. Let's go and do some kind of sale. Let's go to London. Let's go. Have I mentioned London in this thing? Not at all. This is the Christian recipe. This is the Christian recipe to do well. How a small one can become a great nation. How a little one can become 1,000. Somebody with one stick has become two companies, two supermarkets, two factories. One man with one stick can become great in his lifetime by following these principles. What's number one? Look, you must do it. What's number one? It's deliberate. It's not an accident. What's number two?
Patience.
Take your time. Where are you rushing to? Those who are rushing, they have an evil eye. A Jim Bonny B was floating around their head. You are looking to see how to cut corners. Where can I do a fast one? Somebody tell you some contract. Yeah, there's something about selling some, buying some chemicals for the factory. Charlie, let me add 2 cities and make it 4 cities. It's 3 cities. Okay, right? 13 cities. Let's put one in front. After only one, put one in front. You are a criminal. You are a criminal. Number three is don't be jealous. Don't let hit your heart. Don't let anything poison your heart. Oh, hey, usher man, hit your heart. Yeah, I'm sitting down there, come to usher man. Don't let anything poison your heart. Jealousy, I feel, you know, when I see others, I'm working. I know this girl from school. I know this boy. You know, this area. No. Leave them to their God. Leave them. Don't be jealous. This girl, she has some bee, is giving her money. The man has come with his big pot belly. He's giving her money. Ho, 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 ho. Look, leave her and the man. Leave them alone. No, it's not fair. You know, this girl, now she's working. She's got a car. Here I'm working. I've served God faithfully. I have nothing. You have one stick. Use the one stick for now. Just walk quietly. The future is far down the road. You are young. You are all children here. You are young. 20 years. Look, it's far better to be a rich old man and enjoy life and give money to your children happily. When your child is walking around, they ask him, Charlie, don't you need money? Hey, it's a question. You should be there. You should come there. If your father asks you, don't you need money? Won't you feel happy? Daddy cares for me. Yes. Don't you need money? Are you okay? How's your bank account? Is it okay? Charlie, I have some 100 cities here. Do you like? That's how it will be. One man said that my job is to build a house for my grandchildren. That's my job. To build a house for my grandchildren. He has finished life. His children, they have managed and built their own house. Now I'm building a house for my grandchildren. Tell somebody that'll be my mission too. I'm buying a car for my grandchildren. Every grandchild, one Vitz, one Picanto, Matis. One, I'm buying a car. Me, there are children, so I'm buying a small car. Corolla and small car, Yaris. That's all. My grandchildren, 5 grandchildren, each one will get a car. It's a beautiful target. Wouldn't they love you? Oh. And you must work faithfully. Wherever you're working, look, let them see. One day, a certain factory, it's in a certain country where Christianity was not accepted. It was very, very suppressed. I don't want to say the country. It was very suppressed. They were always coming to their home churches. Police would raid their home church, see them, arrest them all, and then they were taken to prison. Then there was a certain man who was sent to a factory as a supervisor. So he was in the factory. Then it was an award-winning factory. So he was sent there to join the team. One day he was walking around the factory during lunchtime. Then he heard singing. He said, hey, singing? So he followed the singing. Then he saw some people in the factory, in the corner of the factory. They were worshiping. He said, hey, I've caught Christians. Wow, I'm going to report them. Then he ran to the factory manager. He said, factory manager, look, I've made a discovery. I've seen some Christians in the factory. They are working in the, come and see, let's go. The factory manager held his neck. He said, hey, If you say a word, I'll kill you. They're my best workers. That's why I win awards. These people, that if you say anything, I'll kill you myself. Don't say anything. Keep quiet and just shut up. You've just come. You're going to impose somebody. You, like you, to say, I'll kill them. Oh, take them away. This cash guy, they don't work. May you be a loyal, faithful worker for somebody. May somebody see you and say, this girl, I like you. I want to dash you. I'm okay. Look, I have one car. Keep the car. This is my empty house. You have been caretaker for the house for 13 years. Nobody has come. My son has gone to America. He won't come again. My daughter is going to marry. She's going to Switzerland. She won't come again. Caretaker, the house, keep it. You have faithfully kept the house all these years. Never brought me a dead goat, a dead sheep, a dead animal. That's what Jacob said. I never brought you any dead animal at all those things. May you be a loyal, faithful worker for somebody, including Jesus. Because you don't work for Jesus too. You are sitting here, you don't work for Jesus. And you want him to bless you. Number five. Don't be afraid if you are cheated small. Don't be afraid if you are cheated small. That is how this world is. It's a wicked world. Genesis 30 and verse 32. When Jacob was talking to Laban, and Laban asked him, verse 31, what should be your wages? Then he said, let me inspect your flock and remove all the sheep and goats that are speckled or spotted, along with all the black sheep. Give these to me as my wages. All the sheep that have black spots, different colors, you keep all the rest, and there are very few like that. So give them to me as my wages. Then he said, in the future, when you check on the flock, when you check on the animals you have given me as my wages, you will see that I have been honest with you. If you find in my flock goats without speckles or spots or sheep that are not black, then you know that I have stolen them from you. So they agreed. Verse 34, look at what Laban did. He said, it will be as you say. That very day, Laban went out and did what? And removed all the male goats. Do you see the man? The one that is for my salary. He went out and removed all the male goats that were speckled and spotted and had white patches. And he placed them in the care of his own sons, who took them on a 3 days journey. Hey! Wicked man. What I've said to give me my pay, that same day, no, quickly remove them and share them and then take it away 3 days where they will not know. But don't worry. God will take care of you. Don't worry. Look, we are being cheated all the time. We are determined for slaughter. That's us. We are determined. We have been given over to be killed. That's us. Christians, we are the offscoring of the world. That's us. It doesn't matter. God will keep us. Amen. That is why your heart must be on God. You cannot do well in this world if you are fighting for yourself. You cannot do well. You'll be discouraged. You'll be always fighting people. No. Your mind, your heart must be on God. Amen. The Holy Spirit must be somebody you talk to every day. You must talk to him every day, the Holy Spirit, God. Look, when things are happening around you, just drop back and say, God, what should I do next? Holy Spirit, help me. That's all. That should be your key defense all the time. Are you here this morning? Are you here this morning? That should be your key defense, your key argument. God, what should I do? Holy Spirit, what's going on? What next? What next? What is it? Whenever you are being cheated, just say, I like that phrase, Fama Nyami. Give it to God. They are cheating you. Charlie, relax. Sit. Tell somebody, relax. Sit down. Let them cheat you. Are you listening to me? What did I say? Let them cheat you. There's a scripture, I think 1 Corinthians chapter 6 or 7, where Paul says, why do you take your neighbor to court? Rather, let him be defrauded. Find it for me. 1 Corinthians 6 or 7. Why do you let your neighbor, why do you take your neighbor to court? Why do you go to court? Why are you going to fight for yourself? Let them cheat you. Let them, be defrauded. Are you finding the scripture? Tell somebody, be cheated. You didn't say it well. Allow yourself to be cheated. Allow somebody to do you kululu. Allow it. Allow it. That's how the thing is. Don't fight back. Don't become. Have you found it? I think verse 6 or 7. Chapter 6 or 7, verse 6 or 7. Yes, what's verse 7? Yes. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Allow them to defraud you. Highlight this 6-7. Yes, 6-7. Highlight this scripture in your notebook that this one, Charlie, this is my portion. Oh, once I'm serving God, this is my portion. I'm doomed to be cheated. Hey. And I accept it. But God will come through for you. Amen. But God will come through for you. And the last point is wisdom is the principal thing. Hallelujah. When Jacob was being cheated, verse 37, then Jacob took some branches from poplar, almond, and plain trees, and stripped off peels of bark, making white streaks on them. How did he know this? How did Jacob know this strategy of peeling bark and things? Wisdom. Then he placed these peeled bark branches in the watering troughs where the flocks came to drink. That was where they mated. And when they mated in front of the white streaked branches, they gave birth to young that were streaked. Hey, this man, he's a villager from Canaan. Look at him. He has come to make some scientific discovery. How did he know it? Verse 40. And he separated these lambs from Laban's own. And at mating time, he turned the flock to face Laban's animal that were streaked or black. How? Tell somebody, need some divine wisdom. God will guide you in some kind of way. You'll be amazed and shocked at what's going on. Some ideas will occur to you. Go and start buying cement at this time. Then prices will shoot up. Look, go and buy shito. Then prices will shoot up. Go and buy cement blocks. You'll be amazed that God will guide you supernaturally to do great things. And then you'll find that in those things, suddenly prosperity is coming. Hallelujah. Look, wisdom, supernatural wisdom, ideas, what to do, what not to do. Suddenly, God will be helping you. He'll be guiding you. He'll be showing you things to do. And when you do them, you'll be amazed that it will work. It will work. Hallelujah. You want to do a kiosk, we'll tell you, plant a kiosk here and not here. You'll be amazed that everything will work out. Hallelujah. 6 points for a small one to become 1,000, a great nation. 6 points. Point number one. Hey, I need us all to say it. Point number one is what? It's no accident, it's deliberate. You must have a mind in your head. God will bless me. Tell a neighbor, what car will you drive when God blesses you? If you don't have a car, you're not serious. You must have a car in your heart. Now, this is my dream car. When I get money, I'm going there. Number two, it takes a long time. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Use your one stick for many years. Keep walking. What's number three? I didn't hear it well. How many here will say you have been jealous before of somebody's prosperity? It pained you, pa. Somebody bought a car, it pained you. Somebody got a visa to go to London to go to work, it pained you. Your colleague has gotten a job at UK and he has gone. And you're still sitting here suffering and it's paining you. Say, I wish they would say no. I wish something would happen and the thing won't work. Then you all day here like that. You are going, I'm need to leave me here. No. It doesn't work like that. Be happy. Somebody has marked, announced that this Sunday there's a wedding here, or Saturday. There's a wedding here. They're saying, cheer, this girl cry. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I'm coming to celebrate the wedding, and I come. I'll bring my mama. You think that is me. I'm coming to celebrate for my sister. She's going to marry. And then number four is what? For another man. From today, be marked as the most faithful worker in our place. From today, the most honest, the most faithful. Even if your reward is delayed, it will come. From today, when you go to your workplace, be the most loyal, faithful, dutiful, truthful. When they come, who took that thing? Must I be him? It's you. Hey, you are okra mouth, pa. It's true. I'm okra mouth, but I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian okra mouth. It's me. Tell them, from today, when I'm here, don't do any bad thing. I'll say it. Today, when you go to work, Monday, announce. Bring a glass and take a spoon and hit the glass. Clang, 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 clang. Breaking news. Look, I'm born again. From today, if you do anything bad in my presence, I will say it. I'm telling you in advance so that when I say it, don't be angry with me. Are we okay? Are we okay? Then they all understand. They won't believe you. Report to one person. They'll believe you. Number five is, don't be afraid to be cheated, because you'll be cheated. Take off this picture on the data you're showing me. Number five is you'll be cheated. And number six, the last one, wisdom. Wisdom. This wisdom, it comes back to God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Have you noticed everything? What we are describing here, if you take your time, it is the nature and character of Jesus. What we have just described, this person, this man, we are describing Jesus. Yeah, look at it. No angry, don't be jealous, helping other people. If you just take your time and look, this is Jesus we are describing. Jesus, you as a Christian, you are a follower of Christ. You should see Jesus in you. If you just follow your normal Christianity, deep Christianity, you'll be amazed at how God will add his blessings to all these things. Then your life will change. Then the little one that you are today, one day will become a great nation. Put your hands together. Stand to your feet. This morning, lift your hands here. I want to be like Jesus. Look, and don't make it as a cliche. I want you to want. Look, if you are not serious, put your hand down and sit down. Those who are serious should stand up and say, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to have his heart, his mind, his faith. I want to be like Jesus. Let's pray 1 second. We're just praying. Just cry to God. Oh God, look at me. I'm so bad. I'm not correct. On my heart, my mind, my behavior. Look at all these things. Lord Jesus, please help me to be like you. Some men want to be like Michael Jackson. They want to be like Ronaldo. They want to be like Messi. They want to be like a film star. Me, I want to be like Jesus. Just pray for yourself. Just lift your hand. Just one minute. I want to be like Jesus. That's all. Shakataya. Rabandidi. Rabakataya. Look, I'm not correct. I have so many challenges. I have so many difficulties. My family, my business, my work, my challenges. But as I think about it all, Lord, make me like Jesus. Kind, gentle, patient, loving, forgiving, all the attributes. That's a real Christian. That's a real Christian. Well, lift your hand and pray for yourself. I want to be like Jesus. Let it be a prayer, not only today, but every day. Every day. Every day. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want men to say, you have changed. You were once difficult. You are now easy. You were once stubborn. You are now meek and humble. You were once very proud. You have changed. I want to be like Jesus. Sing it for me. Radio, before you are aware, you are singing Chantawale song. You are singing Under Pressure. Before you are aware, you are singing the songs that are killing you softly. Today you have a chance to say a prayer, a song that will be working for your own good, and you are not singing. Let's sing it one more time with power and with strength. I want to be like Jesus. Remind us every time we go astray. Drop a peep in our hearts every time we lie or steal. Let every time we condone sin, let something, an alarm go off in our heads. That was wrong. That gradually we become more and more like Jesus. Lord, help us that fight all the weaknesses, all the difficulties that are at work in our bodies. Help us to overcome all the challenges that keep us as mere men who are failing in their power to follow Jesus. Thank you that today these were to be seeds in our hearts that will cause us to rise up and serve God. And this morning, right here, this place, you are here, you're not born again. You're not sure you're born again. You don't know where you will go when you die, but you want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. This Jesus you're mentioning, I don't know him. I want to know him. I want to be his friend. If you are here like that, wherever where you are, lift your right hand. I want to know Jesus. I want to know him as my Savior. I don't know Jesus. I'm not sure that when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. You are here this morning. Just lift your right hand. I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray with you right now. Hallelujah. Father, thank you so much for everyone here, that this is the beginning of a great walk, a great work you are doing for us. Bless us. Bless us mightily in all that we do. Thank you that as we serve you, great things will follow and be our portion. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed.